She comes back like 2 minutes later and she looks me dead in the eye. She throws it on the floor and then stomps on it.
Oh, no.
Straight looks at me and stomps on it.
I've never
been so insulted.
Oh, she didn't say words, but she did it with all action.
She straight stomped on this.
Welcome back to Now We're Dads.
NWD.
Hello, you're here with Steven. One of those Christians.
And I'm Nazareth, the Oblivion Gate Closer.
Actually, I am, but it's all right. No.
Okay, he got me on that one. So I walked in because I have an Oblivion wallpaper for my computer, and I was just showing him some stuff before we started.
Think about it. I didn't even see the full thing. I only saw one little corner, and I said, that's Oblivion. Yeah. That's the Oblivion Gate right outside of the Imperial City that you would have to do for Martin. Immediately he closed it. Imperial City was right there.
I thought it was a different gate, but he got me on that one. And I played the game like 3 times.
Oh, dude, I played the game so many hours that it consumed my life for about a year or two. Maybe 3 years. Fair. Okay. And I had 100 playthroughs.
It's a classic.
Oh, dude, it is. It's like I said before, that kept me so interested in just role playing games because of.
Really?
Watching you start off with nothing and then building him, trying your best not to be a stealth archer.
Don't do it. I don't care how good it is. It's the lamest way to play those games.
Oh, dude. I remember when I first played stealth archer and I hit like the bear with the thing and I was like, okay, I'm going to go around being a stealth archer, not knowing that that was the meta. And I was like, this game became easy overnight.
Easy mode, yeah. 100%. Too easy.
Oh, way too easy.
Literally too easy.
You could be legit right in someone's face when you have like full sneak and just. But that was every time after that, I'm like, do not go there.
What was your favorite playthrough for Skyrim?
For Skyrim? Oh, like favorite person to be as?
Yeah, what's your favorite way to play the game.
So my favorite way was to be a little bit different. I like going outside the box. So I actually picked an orc. And when I picked the orc, I decided to do a battle mage. So I can only use conjuring spells.
Conjuring?
So I would conjure like bounty
sword?
Sword axe. And axe. Okay. Yeah. And the berserker, most of the time, sometimes, like when I first started, wouldn't work on those weapons. So like your actual race... ability didn't work for it. So I only used berserker mode pretty much when I was doing hand-to-hand combat, when I would battle people and all that. Okay. So because I guess conjuring goes underneath not the single.
Did you kill Alduin with just hand-to-hand?
Oh, no, Alduin, I was using the axe.
Just straight boxing Alduin?
Like, come on, land. Yeah. That's how I killed Parthenax too. Has anyone actually ever killed Parthenax?
I didn't.
Dude, it's so hard, dude. That's one of the hardest things to do.
I just respect him. Why would I kill him?
I agree, but it's like the game gives you that option, and I don't think anyone picked that option. It's like
there's definitely some guys out there who picked it.
I doubt it.
You guys,
if you picked it, you have to put your name down in the comment. I want to see it too. Like that has to be on Candy Can. Like because I don't think it's possible. And the other thing is, has anyone ever killed barbers?
Barbers.
The dog companion for the...
Oh!
For the...
Yeah, I always killed him. Parthenax? No, Parthenax.
Parthenax, dog. But the dog? Not dog.
Yeah. He was annoying, bro. He talked mad shit.
Oh, but I couldn't do it, dude. I couldn't do it. Every time I would be like... And then I looked up the rewards for doing it, and I'm like... You get a better loot by not killing them? The dog lives. And that was Clavilic Vile or something like that. Clavicle Vile. That's his thing.
I feel like
I butchered that name.
It's
close enough.
But not there.
It's, yeah.
And someone's going to tell
us. I know it's Vile.
I'm not going to look it up. I'm going to edit this.
I'm not going to.
And you're going to tell us where we're wrong.
Okay. Yeah. And you know what? Leave it in the comment. And then... If we are right, I won't know. He can ask me, and I get my genuine genuine reaction.
And if we're right, you're going to like and subscribe.
Yeah, and if you say we're wrong, and then I search it later, and you're wrong, you won't hear the end of it.
We are calling you out.
Guarantee it.
Do not be wrong in our comments.
I'll be like, YouTube person name. I will call you out right away. Oh yeah, going on to the next next part of this episode is, so while doing some research online, trying to figure out what dad's search is, what young adult search is, what people usually my age that don't have kids, what they're searching, I found a couple of those, but the first thing that popped up was the most searched people in 2025, in the past 30 days, it's all counted. With that being said, when I went down this list, a lot of things surprised me.
Okay.
And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to make a game. This game is called This or That. I'm going to give him a 50-50 chance of getting it right. Who was more searched in this year between this person and that person? Outside the first two people. First two people, if you swing and make big misses, it's okay because I don't think if you asked me, I could get these two.
Okay.
Like, I don't think that they would have been my first two that came off my head.
Okay.
But when I thought about it afterwards, I was like, this makes sense.
Are you asking me who's the most searched?
Who do you think the most searched two people, celebrity-wise?
Celebrities?
Yep.
Could be anyone?
Could be anyone. Could be sports. Could be billionaires, could be podcasters, could be anything.
Music.
Anything.
Politicians.
Yes.
Hmm. Okay.
So, who do you think
the most searched people?
The most searched celebrity person is.
In the world?
In the world. 2025.
Well, that's difficult because, like, okay.
You'd be. Okay. Think about it. Most of the interviews are probably going to be through the United States. What if I get two and one? Like, if you flip them, I'm okay with that too.
Okay.
Because these people, I would say, are
because I have one person who I feel like everyone's talking about right now.
Okay. Okay. So who do you think that is?
I think one of the most talked about people right now is Luka Doncic.
Oh, Luka?
Yeah, that's my guess. After getting traded, I feel like that was just big news. Everyone at my job was talking about it.
I'm telling you, he did climb, but nowhere near.
Okay.
So, number one.
I'll give you one,
and you could guess two. But number one, because he is now a politician. Well, he's been a politician.
Now?
Donald Trump.
I should have. That was going to be my second guess.
Yeah, that's...
That bothers me, actually.
Really? Because I didn't even think of that until I saw his name. Yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah, he is a celebrity.
Of course, yeah.
With that being said, who do you think number two is?
Elon Musk.
Yep.
Let's go!
Elon Musk.
Let's go.
What do you think the gap between them is? It's millions. Yeah, there's a huge gap. About 140 million. Yeah.
140 million people more searched
Donald Trump than Elon Musk.
That's from one to two?
That's one to two.
What? Like, how many times was he searched?
Dude, he was searched 201 million times. Yes. Dude, how many people are in the world? Because that means I feel like almost every person I've searched it. I know I could be way off because I think there's like 2 point something trillion people or whatever crazy amount on this earth. I know it's a kind number. It has to be.
I don't think it's in trillions, man.
You don't think? But he has 201 million views.
Yeah, I know. I think it's like 7 or 8 billion people on the earth.
What?
Yeah.
Just people are searching them nonstop.
We're going to have to search that up.
Oh, I will. I'll gladly search it up. After this, though.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm like, and I think it's like 7 to 9 billion people, but I feel like.
So you think, but I haven't searched Donald Trump up one time yet this year.
Well, it just shows up on my feed. I don't need to search.
Does that count as a search?
No, it's like someone has to type him in to search him.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. It'll be an enters.
I generally just get told what he's doing just from me scrolling.
I get told everywhere I go.
Yeah.
I could be shopping at the grocery store and someone's like, well, you could thank Trump for this price. It's like, cool. In the good or bad way. Like,
yeah, I'm just trying to buy some food. Yeah. I don't want to talk about this
right now. Yes, exactly.
I appreciate it.
Like, don't get me wrong. I get politics and everyone has their views, but I prefer to have mine and just let it go.
I'm just trying to shop, bro.
Yeah. Like, I don't need a lecture right now.
Is how much people just shove it on you with no context.
No context. And you've never met them before.
I've never met this
person. It's not a high. It's like, well, do you see me? I paid only $119 last week. It's like, are you sure, bro? I haven't paid $119 since 2007.
I swear, anytime someone's going through a bad day, they're like, ah, it's because this person.
Yeah.
Like, just, can I just move on with my day?
Oh, dude. And I heard it, no joke, probably 10 times this year already. It just at random.
Oh, definitely.
I was like, golly.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like that sticker with Biden.
I work with,
like,
the public a lot more. Thank you. So I get it a lot more.
Oh, I could. I thank God I don't
I get it
anymore.
Almost every day.
I don't do that anymore.
So, but.
Oh.
Okay, but then, okay, I'm glad I got number two then.
You got number two. You could have got number one.
How close was Luka? Because, I feel like...
I know he climbed...
Because he's an international star.
Yes, but unfortunately, I think LeBron actually got more views after that, because people were wondering if LeBron's going to get traded too. Because they thought they were going to rebuild completely.
Or if he was... Or did he know, or did he orchestrate it? But Luka's an actual international star. Like, he's from...
But still LeBron.
I mean, yeah, it's still... It's,
I know LeBron's not from somewhere.
Yeah, it's LeBron.
But he's been pushed...
You're right, it's LeBron. I should know better.
57 was Luka.
I just thought he was looked up just in this last month because of what's going on.
I thought so. I thought so, too. Actually, when I was clicked on it, I thought the most viewed person would have been someone at the Super Bowl that people booed. But...
Oh, Taylor?
Yep. But okay. I won't say where she's at or who's... Who it is.
Okay, so now the actual game.
This or that.
Person. Okay.
Starting off with two people we highly respect. Two of our favorite in this field.
So dramatic.
Because this is a big moment.
Okay.
Who do you think was more searched, Kendrick or Drake?
Kendrick.
Kendrick is it?
Yeah.
Not by much, though. They're 3 and 4. They're 3 and 4.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, after Musk and Trump, it's Kendrick and Drake?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
So that's what...
You know, you're right. The most... After what's happening with the biggest government in the world...
Rap.
What? Rap is the next most important thing to search.
Nobody loves beef more than, obviously, the world. Because they're searching it nonstop.
That's actually hilarious.
Okay.
They said, is Trump going to launch nukes? But what's up with Kendrick and Drake, though?
What is that? Where are they standing at right now? Are they about to drop another diss? Just in case.
Did he actually sue him?
Dude, I'm telling you, that's so funny. I think it was.
That's funny, okay.
Oh,
okay. The fact that it's 3 and 4. Okay.
Okay. So, the person we brought up, and a person that I would have thought also, two very highly respected people as well.
Sure.
Beyonce or Taylor Swift?
In the last 30 days?
In the last 30 days?
Because Beyonce just went through something recently.
Yeah, exactly. And the Country Music Awards.
Yeah.
Such a scandal thing happened. And
wow. Who's more searched in the last 30 days? That's tough. That is tough.
It got me. I'm telling you. A lot of these were like, okay. I could. They're heavy hitters. And they are the first female search, too.
Yeah, I can see them too being like the most popular females like in the world right now,
dude. And it's
for a while too. Yeah,
there's a good gap between them until
the next female.
The next, so it goes female, male, female, 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 female.
Oh, okay. So it's a bunch
it goes in a run.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm gonna say Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift, 36 million to 15 million for Beyonce. I think she will be climbing more with more of the things that maybe she'll come out with.
We'll see.
And with the Sean Combs things going on. Mm. We'll see what comes from that.
That's true.
So.
Okay.
That was it. You're 2 for 2.
I'm 2 for 2 right now.
Okay.
Come on, guys. Let's go.
Cristiano Ronaldo or Messi?
Ronaldo.
Ronaldo wins, yeah. By a lot, too.
Yeah,
Ronaldo's 9 million and is in the 16th spot. Messi, if I remember, was in the 40s or something like that. Like, it's crazy of a gap.
I feel like they're equally respected, but I feel like Ronaldo is just searched more.
Yeah, 62. I would have never.
9 to 62?
9 to, no.
Ranked
teenager.
Nine?
Was he a teen? Or maybe he is 9.
I thought you said 9. I might have misheard you.
He was 16
to like
62.
Wow.
That's a huge gap. Okay. I didn't think it would be that big of a gap, and I didn't think it would be Ronaldo. I just thought Messi joining, obviously, coming to America.
I don't know much about soccer. Obviously, you know those two, and I know one more, Neymar, right?
Neymar.
And I think that's all I know other than a few clubs, but and like I don't know any other players.
And truthfully, Neymar, I don't think was on this list at all, which is crazy to
me. Is he like the third most popular?
I would say he's the third most popular, or it would be, why am I blanking on his name? Oh man, I have to, clearly, if I think of it.
Clearly not there.
And he's definitely it too. I just, for some reason,
who's next? So this is that his name. 3 for 3 now?
3 for 3.
I'm up.
Okay. I'm trying to save the one that I want to ask you for last because I don't think.
Finale?
Yes.
Okay.
Because obviously I know you, so obviously I would know our topic.
Who I'm interested in, who I'm looking up and stuff. Okay. Okay.
So.
And you know I don't spend a lot of time on social media.
No. So, and you really don't really look anybody up. So that's why I'm like, I would be surprised if you get it, though.
Other than other podcasters.
Yes. So, who do you think was the more looked up? Kamala Harris or Jeff Bezos?
Okay, so these aren't even, like, in the same field.
No.
Wow, okay, that'll be tough.
I couldn't even pick another person.
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris is also on top. How are you getting these? Because I would have thought Jeff Bezos is looked up because he's the second richest person in the world. I would have thought he would keep getting looked up to see where he's ranked.
She wasn't too long ago that she went through a presidential race.
I know, but I just thought people would keep up with, how far is Jeff Bezos and Elon?
And but they're tied together because they're always like.
That's what I'm saying. So I thought 60.
But I feel like anytime anyone's frustrated with Trump, they'll just also look up Kamala Harris. Like, well, what would she would have done or something? That's like my thought process.
But I was thinking Elon, anytime someone would bring up Elon, they're like, you know what? What's the gap between Jeff Bezos and Elon right now?
Yeah, probably.
I just thought it would be no joke. That would be it.
That was just like, I wasn't like 100% confident with that.
Dude, but you nailed it right on the head.
I just had a little feeling. Like Ronaldo I was confident on.
You were 100%.
Taylor Swift is more like 50-50. I took a shot.
Yeah, that one.
And then Kendrick, I definitely knew, would search more. So I was like, two of them I was confident on so far. But I'm 4 for 4, so let's go.
This is, okay. I'm trying to find, there was one I had, Robert Downey Jr.
What has he done recently? I mean, I know he's like big, but like why in the last 30 days? Is he announced for something that I don't know about?
He's Doom.
Oh, okay. Okay, I didn't know that. Okay. Gotcha.
He revealed himself?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, my bad.
Or Chris Evans. Captain America. Golly. No, you did not. His movie, it's not his movie. Obviously, Captain, I keep calling him Captain Falcon, which he's not Captain Falcon. Guys, he's Captain America.
I'm not good with actors. I really am not good with actors.
No, but
God.
How I had to be like, Captain America.
My bad. Okay, so then just off that, I would say Robert Downey Jr.
No, Captain America has beat him out. Two million and 1.1 million views.
Okay. Because I just said, like, what's up with Robert Downey Jr.? What has he done?
But
I should have went with that mindset.
But the CapCon, I thought he would be searched super high. He was the one that I honestly... He's actually not even... Chris Hemsworth was viewed more than him, too.
Okay.
Which I was like, how's Thor? Thor, I don't think it's coming out with any movie recently.
Thor's up, though. He stays up.
Yeah, he is the up. But remember, he's not the leader of the Galactic War. That's Star-Lord. Remember? Star-Lord's the leader. Clearly.
Galactic Wars?
I can't think of what their name right now is. Guardians of the Galaxy. I knew it was something close. And you know what's crazy? I'm a huge Marvel fan. Wow. So how do you blank on that?
Yeah, that's funny.
All right, I'm going with my last one.
Okay.
Because this is something that's dear to your heart. And so I was curious, who do you think was looked up more, Max Verstappen or Lewis Hamilton?
Lewis Hamilton.
Lewis Hamilton. What do you think? Do you think
that's because I'm actually active in watching everything about F1, so I do know that. And the reason why is because he made a move to Ferrari this year.
Yeah. Do you think it's a big gap?
No.
It's almost double, though. Is it? Moves. Okay. Yeah. I thought because Max still won.
Yeah, I mean, like, was he winning the last three or four years in a row?
Yeah, and didn't he just break, like, a record for most wins, consecutive wins?
Yeah. Consecutive and, like, most of the season. And like, he's been breaking so many records. But It's not the point, though.
Yeah, because
Lewis Hamilton went to Ferrari.
Yeah, he left.
And the new season is about to start, and he starts... we are recording this the weekend, the week before the Australian Grand Prix right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's about to show up in a red Ferrari. I mean, he already has for practice, but like we're about to see him race for the first time in a Ferrari. This is groundbreaking news in F1.
And he's legit the LeBron of that sport. Like, he was he not the greatest back in the day?
So it's been
until Verstappen kind of like stepped on his toes.
And he's not really at Hamilton's like all-time level yet.
No, I'm saying, but it was like it was Hamilton, Verstappen.
Yeah.
Like, he had a crazy run, like LeBron with the finals 7 straight years.
Yeah.
It was a crazy run where he was at the top.
It's like, you could liken Hamilton to, like, LeBron, and then, like, Schumacher is more like Jordan.
Oh, okay. Okay.
They're both tied with 7 world titles.
Okay. Yeah. But so like one that, did it back in the day, that, so it, the, yeah, the, that well,
it's really not even it. That back, because, like, when did... Jordan was winning in the 90s?
Yep, 90s.
Okay, so Schumacher won most of his in the early 2000s. He won from, I think it was like 95, 96, and in like 2000 to 2004.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, straight 5 in a row.
Oh!
Literally 5 years in a row he won.
Could Verstappen do it? Can he hit 5?
I don't know. Like, if he wins another one, then we have to start considering him as like, some of the greatest, but like he is one of the greatest.
Is he the Steph Curry of F1?
Yeah, like Curry wins another championship, it's like, is he actually the GOAT now?
Like,
now we have to kind of.
I've seen an argument about it. I've heard an argument about it, and it's crazy because everyone sees like how athletic Jordan is, how athletic LeBron is.
Curry is athletic,
but
stamina forever.
But the
how many basketball players do we see that say they hate guarding him?
Oh, everybody! They hate running around screens.
Just straight,
he just runs around screens
nonstop.
Yo,
I never realized until someone pointed it out. Like, I was watching a video, and they were pointing it out. I'm watching him. I was like, this motherfucker doesn't stay still.
Oh, it's 3 screens every time you're running around the baseline. Oh, but what he looks like, it doesn't look super athletic. Like, it doesn't look like a guy's jumping off the gym. It's a guy shooting threes from different area codes.
Yeah, fair enough. Like, he doesn't pass the eye test.
No.
But
accolades?
Yeah.
First ever unanimous MVP?
That's crazy, actually.
Was the star of the most wins in an individual season for a team?
73? That's crazy, man.
It's just, there's so many things so that they brought up, and I'm like, man.
In F1, like, there are, like, those characters that you almost can consider some of the best, but, like, Schumacher and Hamilton just have, like...
They're 1 and 2.
Yeah, and it's like, I think anyone who argues against them would just doesn't really know it as much. But, like, there are other players like Alan Prost and Ayrton Senna are, like, I think they're, like, 3 and 4 respectively, but they win against each other. It's kind of like Curry and LeBron, where it's like, if the other one didn't exist, the other one could just be the...
They would have been thriving.
Yeah, they could have. Yeah, it's kind of like one of those scenarios.
I
mean, Vettel won 4 in a row.
Okay.
Verstappen 4 in a row. So it's like...
Is he 4 or 3?
2020, 21, 23. I think he's 4.
Wow.
I think he's 4 in a row.
He's 4 in a row. That's impressive.
Yeah, I think it's 4 in a row.
So that means he can, if he wins again and then wins one more, he has the most consecutive wins.
Consecutive, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, consecutive is like 5 in a row, I think.
Yeah. And so if he got 6, he would have the most consecutive. And then when he gets 9, no, I'm just kidding.
We'll see how it is this year. Like, the season hasn't started yet, and the end of last year, McLaren was kind of climbing up the rankings, and so we're going to see if, like, they kind of keep that trajectory.
But F1, they were, at the end of the year, they were racing in a lot of, like, bad weather. Like, it was more humid, and didn't the Red Bull cars just struggle with it?
Yeah, but the year before, they won everything.
Yeah, they couldn't stop winning. I guess
the only thing they didn't win was the Philippines.
Which
was Sainz, I think, that year. That was 2023, I think.
That's always a weird... That's a weird race.
Yeah, that was a weird. So I'll give them that. But, like, yeah, I don't know, man. I'm really excited for this season. Like, after I was not excited for 2024 because, like, after witnessing 2023, I was like, how
is Verstappen not going to win?
It was the most dominant season we've ever seen, and it was just genuinely not fun for me to watch. I was actually not enjoying
it. They needed Hamilton to leave, like, to join another team.
Yeah, so this year is going to be hype. And also, it's not just Hamilton. It's also 5 new rookies on the grid. I think this is, like, the most ever rookies joining.
On big names or, like...
Yeah, one's going to Red Bull, one's going to Mercedes.
What? Mm-hmm. Okay. Red Bull is kind of crazy.
Yeah, there's a rookie.
They got a rookie racer for Red Bull.
Liam Lawson. So, like, he raced a couple races because he was, like, a backup driver.
Yeah.
But, like, for a full-time contract, he's a rookie this year going to Red Bull.
That's sweet.
And same with Mercedes. I don't know who they have on Mercedes. I forget the guy's name, but I know it's a rookie.
And that's where Hamilton left, right?
Hamilton left, yeah. So, it's going to be George Russell. And
that's going to be weird, too. Yeah,
five rookies.
That's going to be weird.
All going out. And this is, like, the last year of, like, a certain regulation because next year is a new regulation. So, yeah, for like the cars and specs and stuff. And also next year's a big year too. 2026 is gonna be big because Cadillac joins the grid.
Oh yeah, I've seen that. I think
it's official. We're having an 11th team, and I'm super hyped.
And it's gonna be Cadillac.
Yeah,
that it would be
backed by GM and stuff. Yeah, it's gonna be crazy. I'm so hyped.
And that would be American brand. That would be the second.
And they're looking for an American driver, but
it's hard, man.
Yeah, it's tough. So the last hard. American driver. I'm sorry, Logan. He just like wasn't.
He tried, and he put in the races.
Sometimes he didn't make it to the end.
I can't remember what team he raced for though.
Williams.
Yeah. So he was behind eight ball a little.
Yeah,
bit.
But like he also just couldn't finish the race.
That's true. That's
and
true.
I was really rude because I love rooting for America. I'm Team Haas all day, baby.
Team Haas. You told me all the time, man.
For the dirt and grind, I'm there repping for you guys, but.
But it just didn't. Yeah. It just didn't work out, man.
No.
So. But hopefully they can find something.
But yeah, I knew Hamilton though. I knew Hamilton.
I'm surprised.
Is that 4 out of 5 then?
Yep, 4 out of 5. All
right.
And I'm just surprised that you knew Hamilton. I'll be honest with you, because I would have thought
that's the sport I do know. That's
I would have thought Verstappen would have been like far and away.
No, if it was like who's more likely to win, I would say Verstappen this year compared to Hamilton.
I should have looked at the Vegas odds.
But Vegas.
I should have.
But when it comes to search, no one's more popular than Hamilton.
Still?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, nostalgia rings.
Sir Lewis Hamilton.
Sir Lewis Hamilton. He was knighted. You are right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
With some respect.
Sorry, Mr. Lewis Hamilton, sir.
Sir. No, you say sir.
Sir
Bernie. He is an official knight. Of the British.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That's crazy.
I actually watched the ceremony. Well, he was knighted by the Queen. He actually was. That's why he's like official title, sir.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
Did they do it right before a race?
I don't know.
That would have been sweet.
Probably.
Like,
no,
now
I think he went to the...
Now win this race.
I think he was going to the races. I think he like went to the palace.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm pretty sure he went to the palace. I saw an interview with him explaining that whole like interaction between him and the Queen. And he was like... The Queen.
Yeah.
Is that how popular you are? Oh, it's the Queen.
Yeah. Because she was the Queen even when he was a little boy, so
she's been
the Queen for years. So.
Decades.
Oh, yeah. She unfortunately just passed. So, last year? Or 2 years ago? 2 years ago.
You should probably know that.
It has to be 2 years.
You should probably know that.
Oh, no. It's not like... We don't live there.
Right.
Long live the king, queen. King, queen. No. Long live the queen.
The king now.
Yeah.
Long live the king.
Long live the king.
We're with you.
With you guys on this one.
I watch the royal family.
I never.
I actually do.
I never.
I actually keep up. Not like a deep dive, but like, I like keeping up a little
the
bit.
The last time I kept up was when she passed, because I was like, who's taking over? I want to know.
Yeah.
I
knew the whole history of Charles.
Well, I thought Charles was the person that they said wasn't going to take over.
No, he's
but
next in line.
But then they were just like, you know what? He's still next in line, no matter what.
He's still next in line. He's still alive. He's still next in line.
I just thought the Queen said he was going to pass him.
To who? His son?
To his son, yes.
Nah, they would never. There's tradition.
There's tradition.
He goes to the oldest son. He's the oldest son. That's how it works.
Yeah. And it worked that time.
All right, that's this or that.
That's this or that.
4 out of 5.
4 out of 5.
The next time someone comes on, like when we do this with Jubera,
we're
going to see if he can beat my score.
Oh, I'll do sports. There was a lot of sports people on there.
He's better with sports.
He should know that.
Okay.
But
you know what? I got every sports one, right?
Yeah, you did. And you got the one that got me was you guessed the number two person. Right when you said, I said Donald Trump was one, you're like, Elon Musk, number two. You're like, easy.
Yeah.
Put that in the bag.
Yeah, easy. Come on, man. I'm locked in. I'm locked in. Oh, speaking of which, someone did comment on one of our things recently because I was like, we were talking, me and Jubera were talking on episode 10 about me struggling with Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Episode 10.
This is episode 11, guys. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for joining us.
Steven here got called into work when we were going to record episode 10.
Yep.
So we were supposed to have all three of us.
But I did not make it. But if you support the channel and support us and spread us,
yeah.
I won't have to go back to that place.
One day, man.
Oh,
one day, definitely. So
dreams.
It's the dream.
Dream.
But yeah, so we were talking about, I was struggling in Left 4 Dead.
Oh, yes. I watched it.
Yeah. Me struggling with Left 4 Dead and couldn't beat Dark Carnival with my brother. And one of the top comments, of course, was like, bro had to lock in.
Oh, bro had to lock in?
Bro had to lock in.
Dude, but that game, if you put on a hard difficulty, that's a hard game.
It's okay. But I did just lock in. So whoever said that,
just know.
I'm standing on business right now.
Just know. We're going to be playing Left 4 Dead late. No. I love Left 4 Dead.
So I want to do that. I want to actually have a group of us here and somehow like record us doing it. It's going to be dope.
That would be sweet. Hey, we got a lot of TVs here, a lot of space, a lot of games.
We're going to have a good time.
Land party it.
We're going to land party it.
Back in like 2010, that's what we did.
Doing it last week.
Yeah, I don't do it. I haven't done it since I was in high school, man.
All
right. Okay. So, going on to a next topic.
Yeah. I got a story.
I got a story. Right. We're going to end with your story because your story might be better than my story. But
no, mine's... How would you mind?
You do yours?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll do mine. It's pretty quick, too. So,
oh, okay.
Nice little parenting story. You guys know we're all about being dads here.
Yep.
So
the struggles of it. And
you know the deal.
The rewards and the downs.
The ups and downs.
The lows and the highs.
Yeah,
all of it.
So
we're in it.
Last weekend when I had my daughter, Jolene, we had an issue. She was not enjoying anything I was cooking. And being quite rude. And I have never been so insulted in my life. So I made her we're having some waffles for dinner. I picked up some waffles that morning while I was doing some grocery shopping, some frozen waffles. And I was like,
waffles.
We're going to have this some bacon.
Remember the first episode, waffle or pancakes?
Yeah.
Waffles are better, but yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Anyways, frozen waffles. Actually, no. Okay, let's talk about that. Because I had some frozen waffles. I was going to make something quick for her and some bacon. No, was it bacon or sausage? I think a sausage. But I made the waffles first.
Okay.
Put a little syrup on it. I went to go give it to her. She swerved. She didn't want it.
Okay, she wasn't hungry.
No, she was hungry.
Oh.
Because she was fussing. But she didn't want that. And so I took that bite. Fine. Maybe she still wants the syrup or whatever. And so what I did was I just cut up a little piece of dry waffle.
Okay.
And I went to hand it to her. And she likes to grab her food and then go off and run and then like eat it at her own leisure and then come back for more.
Okay.
It's kind of like her feeling.
Right? Yep.
So finger foods are great for us.
Awesome.
No problem, right? So I hand her this little piece of waffle. She takes it. She runs. She comes back like 2 minutes later and she looks me dead in the eye. She throws it on the floor and then stomps on it.
Oh, no.
Straight looks at me and stomps on it.
No.
Never been so insulted.
Oh, she didn't say words, but she did it with all action.
She straight stomped on this.
She said, the dog shouldn't even get it.
Yeah, so disrespectful. I don't usually yell at my daughter. I don't really need to. She's usually pretty chill. But that time, I was like, who the fuck do you think you are?
Man.
All up in my house throwing food on the floor.
Oh, I would have lost it. I would have been like,
who do you think you're talking to? That's exactly what I did. Like, for like...
They said so much with no words.
Oh, God.
Like,
what the heck, bro?
The throw it on the floor, I get that. Because my kid eats it on the floor. But the stomp.
She stomped it.
Oh, that tells me she's like, this is beneath me.
Yeah, I straight picked her up and I held her like 2 feet away. I said, watch this. And then I called Checo over.
Checo!
I called him. Yes, you guys are wondering. He's named after F1 driver who is not going to be racing this year in 2025. But one of my favorites of all time, Sergio Perez. Yeah. So I called Checo over.
Oh, man.
I was like, Checo, come over. And he's happy. So he comes up and gobbles it up in front of her. I said, now it's his. And I looked right at her. She didn't care.
No, she's like, that was gross anyway. I didn't want it.
Bro, I was so offended by her.
Oh, I would have been so offended. Was her face any different, or was it blank stare? Was it a...
stared me down.
Oh, it was a...
Like, how dare you?
Like, you... That's what I think of your cooking, daddy.
Man.
I would have lost it. I honestly... I would be angry, and then after I thought about it, I think I would have laughed. Like, a little chuckle.
Yeah, I did laugh.
A little chuckle would have came out, like...
Like, 10 minutes later, I was like... What just happened? What? She's 2 years old.
Oh, she's so smart, though. That's one of those moments where you're just like okay, how did she learn this, and why did it work so well?
Because I've never, like, I can understand. She throws a lot of stuff, but the stomping is what got me.
Oh, the stomping.
And looking at me while stomping.
Like, how dare you? Dude. Oh, dude.
Jeez.
There's no way to make it better either. Like, that just... I don't even have to be there to know that she didn't like that. She didn't like that one.
So, back to our waffles versus
pancakes.
Her mom told me she loves pancakes.
She loves her mom's cooking. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, sorry, Jacob.
I had to go get her some McDonald's later on because she wouldn't eat anything else.
What did you get at McDonald's? That's
Nuggets and fries.
Oh, that's a safe bet.
You know how it goes. Yeah. I was trying because I didn't want to just get her fast food today. I like to prep some food for her. But today I was like, yeah, I got some frozen stuff, this, and I'll go grocery shopping like later on and stuff.
She said, these are my nuggets or my fries. Oh, man.
Yeah, man.
That would have killed me. That would have killed me.
Yeah, she got me with that. She got me with that.
Oh, I would have been so angry and then so... confused and then so like chuckled by it.
Yeah, I love telling the story now, but in the moment, like I said, I was
angry.
I was, how fucking dare you?
Dude,
how dare
and I'm stingy
you?
With money, so like when someone wastes food, I'm like,
well, I didn't waste the food, I cut it up for him. So, he just ate the rest of it.
Oh, dude, it was his feast.
He was happy.
Oh, dude, he doesn't care if it's nuggets or fries. He was happy.
So I wasn't going to waste the food.
Oh, man, that's awesome. That's awesome.
After it happened, I was like, I don't really want waffles right now. So I just gave it to him.
Oh, man.
All good.
So, that's awesome. Yeah. Telling you. Now, we'll get to my story.
Yep.
Now this
Tell
is a story
a little bit about it.
All about how. No, so before the story begins, I will tell you this is not a funny story. It was scary, but I can make jokes about it now. So I lived.
You lived.
First thing first.
Okay.
I was in a little bit of a car accident. Single car, only me.
A little bit.
Grace of God, because any other way, it could have been a lot bit.
Okay, a lot.
So, I was driving early in the morning, early, heading to work.
Right.
Okay? If you live in the Cleveland or Parma or anywhere in the area, you know, 480, coming on off of state, or turning off of state, going on to 480, right before Jennings, whatever that is.
I know you're at.
I'm driving normally. Car's not acting funny. There's nothing that tells what's about to happen is about to go down. So I'm driving, and all of a sudden, I cars are going slow. And I'm like, why are you going slow? So I went to the fast lane, and all of a sudden, boom! I heard right underneath me. I heard a boom, and my car goes. I'm holding it one hand because I'm driving because I'm cool. Two-hand driver. No, I'm driving one hand.
Two-hand driver. Great. We're supposed to be a dad podcast.
Oh, dude, but...
And we're... Like...
This is a person that's insecure about their driving. This is somebody that's safe. I'm telling you. Two-hand driver. Okay. Never. One-hand driver. Not even one hand. It's a wrist. It's the wrist on top. But no.
I actually hold it by the bottom.
Oh, no. Most of the time I'm at top. But yeah. I actually was holding it.
Rested on my leg. And so, like, yeah, I'll be...
oh, no, no, no. If I could do this, but on freeways, I go to the top.
Sometimes I do this when I'm driving.
But no, I wish. That was before, kid. No, just kidding. Just kidding. I wasn't even thinking. I was thinking that. My mind went there. Oh, that's a dad after darks. Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, but I was holding the wheel, actually, because I was on the freeway, and I was changing lanes. So, okay. I was actually holding it this.
Okay.
But when I heard the boom, my car dropped, and it ripped the steering wheel out of my hand. It sat. And I'm like, what the? So, I'm on my one wheel on this side.
Jesus.
And I am I'm in the shoulder now. And I feel like I'm about to flip because, like, it you could feel this whole side, like, coming up. I hit the cement wall, and it sent me back down. And I was able to steer because I didn't want to hit the brake too hard and force it back over. And I didn't want to, I couldn't steer at all. It forced me, like, even if I turned it right, it was still going straight. So I was like, and at first, I got out the car. The thing I was giving up this year, I was trying to give up cussing. Went out the window. I'm still trying. Just started back up. Oh, dude, I got out the car. My first reaction wasn't even like I was going to die. My first reaction was angry because I'm like, I'm going to explain this to my job. Like, I was so angry. I was like,
that's what you were upset about?
Oh, dude, I was angry at first. And then
you got your priorities messed up.
Dude, you ain't lying.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, you thought I would. You know what's crazy? First person I called, my job. First place. Didn't call my significant other. Didn't call my mom, my dad. I called my job. I said, hey, I'm not making it in today. And they're like, oh, that's weird. Are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm just stuck on the freeway. I blew out my tires. I hung up with them. When I finally hung up with them, that's when I said it. Where I was like, oh, crap.
You could have died there.
I could have died.
It's actually really close, man.
Oh, dude, because if I do roll over, I can roll over the median, and then I'm going on ahead coming traffic.
Is your car still drivable, or is it totaled?
Luckily, it is very drivable. All I have is a couple scratches.
Really?
Yes, because what happened was when I hit the cement wall, it teetered me back, and I was able to stay in the shoulder, like perfectly in the shoulder, all the way down. Just right before, just past the Jennings on-ramp is where I'm at. Wow. Not even in the slow lane. I'm in the fast lane because I can't get over to the slow lane. Legit, my car won't let me go that way. Jesus. So then it hit me. So I called my dad. I'm like, hey, letting you know, do you know any tow truck places? Because I only know one in that one.
What are your insurance?
We don't have AAA or anything. I'm not worried about that.
Okay, gotcha.
Rarely do I not get my car home. I can mess up my car pretty roughly get it home.
No, I like my AAA or
truck.
Because I hate when I'm stuck somewhere. I like to make sure.
I never get stuck.
And not just there, because one time I had to get my car towed to the shop because I blew a brake line.
So like
right after I dropped my daughter off, I was coming back home
and your brake hit the floorboard.
Yeah, and luckily it happened when I was parking in a parking lot. Because I was going to Giant Eagle real quick.
Oh, man.
And now I'm like, what's going on with my...
It hit the floor.
Yeah, it wouldn't stop. And so, yeah, I had to...
So I fixed those myself. So that's why I don't do tow trucks. Because a lot of times, if it happens, I'll pop the curb. I've had it happen where I drove home.
Right.
So I drove home from Strongsville, which is about a 20-minute drive, with no brakes. I just kept on hitting the... Every time I needed to come to a stop, I would pop the curb. And it would stop it for me.
No! Dude. What are you talking about?
I told you, I always make it home. I blew out my radiator, and I was out in Menor. That's a 40-minute drive.
I popped. Could you imagine person driving behind you?
Oh, dude.
I would have hated you.
I had my hazards on, and I'd be like, oh, got to pop the curb. And I'd pop the curb every time. And I'll hit it flush. I'll come to a slow stop, pop the curb, and come to a complete stop.
Wow.
I blew out my radiator, which your car overheats and all that.
Yeah.
So what I did was I was out in Menor. I started it all the way to the floor, drove all the way home, drive. My meter would go into the red, cut my engine off, go into neutral, coast as much as I can. come to a stop in the shoulder, pour antifreeze or water, because I ran out of antifreeze at one point, but antifreeze, and it was a huge hole. It would get my meter back down, start it up, as fast as I can, and then I'll repeat the process over and over again until I got it home. And I didn't like break anything other than obviously the radiator.
Bro, we just choose to live our lives in such different ways.
Because I don't like paying people.
You're like,
I have to get, I want to get it home.
On the edge of life, though.
Dude. Oh no,
like,
I want to get home.
You just asking, and you know what? I should have known this about you the moment you told me that you don't wait for pizza rolls to cool down.
No one does.
You just pop them in when they're burning hot,
and you just gotta do the.
You're a psycho.
Oh,
what are you talking about?
More people do what I do. Legit, you bite it. Are you one of the, I've seen people bite corners.
I don't think so.
And blow. And I'm like, no, forget that. You throw that whole thing in your mouth. You go,
no, they like, you squeeze them and then the whole side opens and that's when I blow.
Oh, no, you. It doesn't stop until you get it all the way down.
No. All right, I'm gonna figure out how to make a poll for that, but someone needs. We need some results.
Guarantee there's more people that do it.
No. Do you wait? Do you burn your mouth?
Oh, yeah. You don't have no taste for the rest of the pizza rolls.
Do you burn your mouth with the heat of the sun?
Yeah.
Or are you reasonable and let it cool down?
I guarantee people will know. People, I know that I'm going to win this one because I know when Jesus, I've seen people. Man. I've been over to my friend's house and he would be like, and I'm like, I know what he's eating. That's a Hot Pocket. Or that's a pizza roll. Those are the only two you have to do it for.
I'm telling you. I don't get these lifestyles.
I'm telling you. You gotta live on the edge, man. You gotta live on the edge. I think people call it white people stuff.
Wow.
I don't know. Oh, but going back. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Going back. So I call my dad. And he can't think of another towing company. So he's like, hey, I'll just come and get you. I said, no, you're not coming to get me. I'm on the fast lane of the freeway. I'm already in danger. No reason to put you in danger. I'll just wait for the tow truck. He goes, no, I'm coming. I said, no, you're not coming. I said, stop it. I already calling a tow truck. We don't need. He's like, I'm getting dressed. I said, no. So he actually ends up trying to show up, but the tow truck beats him to me, thank God. So he just went back around. But I get towed. I get to my parents' house, and now that's where the shaking comes in, because I've told you a little bit, but everyone has reoccurring nightmares or fears like that you see in your dreams.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you right now, in every dream that I unfortunately pass, the dream plays out the exact same way every time. So what happens is I'm driving my car, and it's always in the same spot. It's not where my accident was, but it's right where you're coming down 90 and going westbound, okay, where that bend is. And in my dream, I'm there every time. And something happens to my car, just like what happened, and causes the car to flip, or causes it to go on the side and then flip. And then every time I'm stuck in my seatbelt and all I hear is, and then I wake up right when I see the lights. Every time I wake up in cold sweat. And this
That's
is
so weird.
Dude, it is so weird. And in the dream, you can't stop it from happening. Like, it's
like
you're already there. Yeah, you're already there. And you don't know how you end up there. Like, you're just, you'll be at one place, you'll be right. normal, and all of a sudden, you'll be making that bend, and you're like, no, it's the dream. It's already too late.
Are you aware of it?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus. That's
right when it's happening.
That's so terrifying.
Right when I see it. Because even, like, in real life now, when I'm making that turn, it plays in my head. Where I'm like, is this a dream or is this real life? Is this a dream or is this real life?
Oh my God.
So,
no.
Oh, dude. Oh, so I make that.
I am not driving with you.
Dude, oh, not around there. We can't go nowhere near the still yard.
I will not drive with you anymore. I promise you.
But you can't live your life in fear, so you gotta do it.
No.
I can't do it.
Listen, I try not to live my life in fear.
Oh, dude.
But that's just
I've had this dream since I was like 9 years old.
I've seen Final Destination. Something's meant for you.
Oh, dude, that's what I, so when I get to my parents' house, then it plays in my head, like, even, and you know, a little bit at the time, because when I got on two wheels, in my head it says, if this thing flips, I'm dead. Like, it's like, it was playing out in my head, where it's like, okay, if this thing flips, I know how this story goes. I've seen it in my nightmares. I know how it is.
Wow.
So when it goes on two wheels and then all of a sudden it falls back down, yeah. It was like a sigh of relief, like, oh. Now, and you know what? Even at the time, without me even subconsciously thinking it, when it landed on two wheels, I got confidence again. Like, okay, I can steer myself out of this. Like, for some reason, more confidence came right when that car landed.
How fast this is all going? Because you're having a lot of
emotion. Dude, it's a lot of motion, but it's
but you know what? I should know
it's that. Seconds, it's seconds, yeah. But it feels like hours. Okay. Like, legitimately, okay. It's happening so fast. But my body's pumping, reacting.
Your mind is thinking really fast.
Yes. Firing. And legit, it's like, okay. And when I turn my wheel and I notice I'm only going straight, I was like, just keep it turned because I'm straight. Like, legit, everything's playing out. And I'm like, and you know what? And I tapped the brake and I felt the car jerk. So I said, nope, not tapping the brake. Just riding it out.
Okay.
So
how often do you have this dream?
It's not like where it's like, it's not like it's every day or every week or every month, but it happened, I would say, roughly at least once a year, once or twice a year.
That's still kind of a lot.
Yeah, oh yeah, no, it's weird enough where when I'm around that bend, I'm saying, oh, this is my dream. This
same dream 10, 11, 12, 15 times in your life.
Yes, and I've seen it. So when I get to my parents' house, I'm legit like white knuckling, where I'm like a little nervous, super scared,
tensed up,
surprised, because now it's hitting me. So that I didn't even call my significant other
yet. Still not.
No. So I'm chilling here.
I don't know. That seems like something you should do.
Oh, dude, it never crossed my mind because I don't want to scare her. And it's early in the morning. So she's sleeping.
Oh, she's sleeping?
So I'm like, I don't want to scare her. I don't want to, first thing, wake up, hey, I almost died. You know what I mean? So
I don't mean to laugh.
Oh, no. I feel you. And the crazy thing is, I'm like, I need to get back so I can drop the kids off at school because my parents gave me their car.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, thank you. But legit, every time I get in the car, I couldn't start it. Like, my nerves was getting me real bad. So I went back in the house. I'm like, hey, I'm gonna chill here for a little bit.
Get to calm down.
Okay. Yeah, because legit, I can feel my
mom made you some food.
My dad.
Dad made some food.
Yeah, so legitimately, sure. I'm hitting the even when I'm driving home, when I hit the gas, my foot's shaking.
Right, still?
Yeah.
So how long ago was this again?
About 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's recent, man.
Yeah, that's recent.
Remember you telling me a little bit about it?
It was legit. I want to say right before the podcast, right before the 10th episode, about 2 days before the 10th episode. Was supposed to be thing is when it happened. And so legitimately, I was shaking.
Before we recorded the 10th episode.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So I'm shaking and everything's fine now, but in my head, I was already pretty fried.
Sheesh, man.
And I finally called Shatat. And I'm like, hey, babe, don't be scared. I'm fine now. Everything's fine. I'm on my way to you right now. But something happened to the car. I almost flipped it. I'm fine though.
What was her reaction?
The car's fine. First thing was, she was like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine now. She goes, and then she was like, do you want me to drop the kids off? And I was like, no, I should be able to. I'll be home here shortly. And she was like, how's the car? And I was like, don't know what's all wrong with the car yet. I just know.
It's going to the shop?
No, I work on my own stuff. But I actually took it to the shop. That one I was going to take to the shop. He told me how much it was going to cost to fix that. I said, give me that. Let me get that back. Yeah. I'll fix it myself.
Okay.
I get to the house then.
So did it go to your house or did
it? It goes to my. It went to my parents' house because it was closer.
How far are they from you?
Not far at all, but because they're off ramp where we went off, is significantly closer because we came back. Gotcha. We came back not through state, so
we gotta be specific.
Yeah. Gotcha. So they're just closer by. They're only 5 minutes away, but because what off ramp we went, they're about a mile difference, 2-3 miles difference now.
So So the car's over there.
Yeah.
You went and worked on it. You get home. How, did you take the kids?
No. So that's the thing. So
that's when you start, because you said you were already struggling driving.
Yeah. So I get in the car. I got the kids in the car, and she ties awake. So I go, all right, hey babe, I rarely do this, but I'm scared. Like I told her, I was like, I'm
something's in me. That's not who you are.
It's, yeah.
Yeah, that's not who you are.
Yeah. So I was like, I'm scared. Can you drive? And she goes, are you alright?
Wow, she bro shocked when you said that.
Yeah, because I'm because who's the person that gets on lifts at where we used to work?
Yeah.
Who would go to the highest level?
For sure.
Who would do the sketchy stuff?
I know how you are. Yeah, I know you don't fear death.
I don't fear death at all.
You don't.
Because I my dad told me at a young age and it always stuck with me. Do you remember being born? No, you probably won't remember dying. So
I fear death.
Because of that, you, because of that philosophy,
yeah.
That I won't remember it. It's like, but when faced with it, when sure. faced with the with a dream that you've always had, it hit different. Yeah. It definitely hit different.
And also, you got kids, man. Like,
oh yeah, and
so like, although you're not terrified of it, you got they're not ready for you to go yet.
No, I couldn't imagine.
You know,
like
my mom told me recently, and this is something that, like, I don't think about too often, but she does. You know, being older. But she said, she told me this a few years ago.
Wiser, not older.
Yeah, fair enough. Sorry. She'll tell me that. She already said she already loves you, okay? You don't have to keep sucking up to her.
She's my only fan.
But she told me, as she's getting wiser.
Yep.
Wiser. She's understanding her place in the world now and knowing that one day she's not going to be here, and she's looking at, like, how are her kids, right?
Yep.
Me, got my own house, job, my own daughter. Like, she told me a few years ago, she's like, Mezzy, like, actually, I don't worry about you anymore. Which was actually...
In a different way. She still worries.
Yeah, she still worries.
Because she's you're still her son. But not when it... It's not crippling fear because she understands you got this. Because
she then re-explained it. She's like, I'm not scared that if I were to pass, that you wouldn't be able to take care of yourself.
Yes. You got this.
You would grieve. You would miss me. But you would still live your life.
Yep.
It won't be held down that I'm gone. And she told me this a few years ago. Maybe like, I was like 22, 23. And I like felt, that was one of my favorite compliments in the world that I've ever received.
Huge compliment.
You know, but my brother was still kind of too young at that point, so she wasn't ready for him yet, right? And now he's getting to an age where my brother's kind of becoming a man.
Oh.
And, like, when he first left in the military, he still needed.
Growing up.
Still growing up. But
young adult, you expect
that. Yeah. But, like, the more and more we talk to him, the more and more, like, as he's going through, he's been in for years now. Me and my mom talk about it a lot. Like,
it clicked.
He's that guy now. And so now she's at a state where... I don't know. Like, actually, I haven't talked to her about it recently, about how she feels about him. But I feel like he's getting closer and closer where eventually she's not going to have to worry about him either. And now it's like, maybe you don't have that fear as much. But, like, your kids are still young, bro.
Oh, yeah. And
the little Steven is, what, not even two?
Not even two.
You have a long time before you're allowed to die.
Yeah.
Like, at least, like, 20 years.
And no,
minimum.
And the crazy thing is, I thought I didn't need my parents anymore. Like, I really thought that. And then, like, I started sitting down thinking how all the times that I work on my cars with my dad and different things where something plumbing goes wrong in my house. You know, I don't even think about calling a plumber. It's legit. Hey, Dad, what's going on? Like,
yeah,
water's coming out this hole where it's not supposed to.
I still do that with my grandpa, so like, I get it. Yeah.
I can't imagine, even now, what I would do without him. So it's crazy when I thought I outgrew it.
Like,
at a young age. Like, at a young age, I was like, I got life.
I'm sure
life.
If he wasn't here, you would figure it out.
I'd figure it out.
But you're like, I got the greatest resource.
Oh, dude. And I'll be over his shoulder looking. And
yeah, you're learning.
Okay. And I'm learning. And I think I could do it. Like, a lot of stuff that he does, like, change brakes-wise, I know I could do it.
Yeah.
Would I ever do it by myself if he's alive? No.
No need to.
And truthfully,
the more I grew up. It's also your guys' bonding point, right?
That's exactly. The more I grew up. Because a lot of it is my fault, but the more I grew up, the more I appreciate my dad and how great of a like as a worker and mechanic and a million different hats he's worn for me. And now that I'm a dad and
everything's on your shoulders now,
it's on my shoulders. I never noticed how much I need him now, because I'll call him. I'll be like, No, yeah. And he'd be like, you know what? I didn't deal with that. I was at work. Call your mom. Or, yeah. Oh, I've been there. Dude, just hold out a little bit longer.
Yeah, man.
Like, going with Steven's delivery and all that. And the chaotic between her and Steven and all that.
Remember that? That was going through. We'll go deeper into that in another episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that, I think that just everything that happened that day when Steven was born deserves its own episode to itself.
Agreed.
Yeah.
So, but even when all that was going on, I called my dad and he called me a little bit and I called my mom and I even said, I said, Mom, I can't do it. I don't know what to do. I'm out of options. And she was like, baby, just keep going. And when she said that, I was like, got this. So, like I said, I'm a third, almost a 30-year-old man. Yeah. And I'm grateful to have my parents in my life.
I will, when my mom told me that was before I had my daughter. And back then, I felt a lot more comfortable with being alive and running stuff.
Yeah, you're like, I got this.
I was a young homeowner. I was making money. Like, I didn't have a lot of stresses in life. Nope. Now?
That little girl comes in.
Yeah, man. And now I've asked my mom more for help in the last 2 years than I have since I was like 16 years old. Like, I just would never ask my mom for help with anything. And I didn't ask for rides going to and friends' houses. I'd just walk, right? Yep. I didn't ask for money growing up. I didn't ask for, like, and like when I got older, like teenagers, I didn't ask for money or anything. I just like kind of made do with what I had and stuff. And I think the last time I really, really asked for something was like a PlayStation 4, like, for, like when I was like 16, like, you know. But like since then, I've kind of just handled a lot on my own. Especially when I turned 18, I just kind of locked in, did my own stuff.
That's the key to it.
Yeah, but like you said, as soon as your kids are there and they start making things a lot more difficult, and you start questioning every decision.
And but the things that didn't matter to you matter now. Yeah. Like, I never took care of my health.
Oh, like, yeah, man.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I can't.
I can be sick as crap. I'm still trying to keep that New Year's resolution, but I could be sick.
That's your resolution. I don't have to.
I know.
Yeah.
I could be sick, never go to the hospital. Steven or one of the kids, I'll hit him with the radar and be like, 101. I'm like, gotta take him.
Let's go.
Yeah, like, yeah, legitimately. Man. And it's a quick, it's not even a second thought.
Right.
And it's crazy. Kind of goes with the theme that I was looking up. You wouldn't believe the difference between the searches between a young adult and a parent. 90% of the time when they're searching stuff, it's for health with their kids. Like, hey, my kid's only sleeping 2 hours. Is that healthy? My baby's on breast milk. What can I do substitute? Like, legit, like, deep questions.
That, right.
Like, maybe we didn't worry about
stuff
like,
that we may ask our parents or pediatricians and stuff like that. And they're just, Google, please.
Yes, because obviously we're worrying parents. And then looking at
I never adults. Realized I Google that stuff.
Oh, I Google it all the time.
I do.
I do it all the time.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So I should have known that that'd be like some of the most popular searches.
That's it's legitimate. And the top searches are health on your children. Right. And then for the young adults, that people our age group that don't have kids, the number one thing is purpose. Trying to find purpose. Like, hey,
we don't have that concern.
We don't have that
concern. We do not have that concern at all.
Because that becomes such a small, minute thing to us now. Mm-hmm. Especially we were working towards the path, like, we're okay with what's going on, but once the kids came into my life, it was like,
that's the purpose
for me, like,
immediately.
I'm not worried about this anymore.
Yeah.
And my health matters now too, because like, I don't want to be on the sideline with my kids.
I'm still not perfect with it, but from what I used to be,
like, day and night different.
Now I'm taking vitamins every day.
I don't think I've ever called for a doctor's appointment in my life.
Yeah.
I've always had my parents do it. And then when I became by myself,
uh-huh.
I've never just used
a doctor's. I got to get better with doctor's appointments.
I actually called
one. I recently just scheduled my own dentist appointment for the first time. Like,
isn't that crazy?
I went, got my own crown, got all my fillings, and my own. Like, I was like, Mom, I think I need to do this. Like, and she was like, yeah, you think? After I've been telling you for a decade. I know. Let me,
dude. But that's a common thing that as young adults we don't look up. But now that we have, and I won't say we always had something to live for, but to have the love of a parent is nothing like you'll ever see. When you have that kid, you go from, am I going to be a good parent? You're worrying about that part. Like, how am I going to do this? Well, what about this? What about this? And then that kid comes, and the love for that kid becomes so overwhelming that it's like, I got to see this through. Like, you think you love your girlfriend, and you think you love them, like, but then you see, I would die for my girlfriend. I would take the bullet for my girlfriend any day of the week. I promise you. If it was me or her, and I can choose, I'm choosing me. But.
Fiance.
But that's my girl, no matter what, my girl.
We're just joking.
My girl.
I'm not gonna redo that.
My girl, either way. But if it was my kid's life or my girl's life, I'm picking my kids.
Yeah.
That's how much more.
I've seen that question pop up a lot, like online, and seen that other people answer it. And if you had to choose, would you choose your kid's life or your wife's life? And it's crazy how parents, when parents get it, they're like, the kids.
It's not even a second thought. And I expect her to pick the kids. Like, if she picked me, I'd be mad at her. I'd be like,
I would forgive her.
Oh, I would be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I would never forgive her.
Y'all, same. I would be in the same boat as you. I'd be like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like,
fuck me.
Like,
honestly. Oh, God. I don't matter that much.
Never. So, and I know she wouldn't.
But I feel like people who don't have kids,
who pick,
they're kind of more like 50-50. Like, they bounce around. Like, you could always have more kids. I'm like, no. You can't replace that love.
Yeah.
It's... Once you have one, it's like, until you have another one, it's just like...
And even if you have another one, it's different. Because every kid's different.
Yeah.
Like, my love for Steven right now is in a cutesy stage. But my love for Saya, who was my oldest, is way different. And it's not because he's my stepkid. It's just our relationship's way different.
Yeah.
I see him and I'm like, I could talk to him, joke around with him and all that. While Steven, I'm like... like
for sure,
and it's a different thing. So even if you lose one, I don't think there's that void will be there.
It's forever. Yeah, it's so, a different place.
Yeah,
you can't feel it.
Yeah, you're not there's going no to feel other, it.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, when I hear people say that, I'm like, you really don't get it.
Yeah, you don't get it. Like,
and I
yeah.
feel like most parents, like, who are watching this, would just kind of immediately understand that, like,
it's not a numbers.
You can't, it's not a numbers game. My mom said. My mom used to tell me that if one of us go, if I were to die, I'm killing her too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, trust me.
And only now that I have my daughter, her grandbaby, she's like, all right, I might stick it out for her. Like, because she's like,
I love her too.
She was like, it was like nothing. I could never love anyone more than you two, me and my brother.
Maybe.
And then I had my daughter, she's like, oh, someone is more important than you guys.
Like, until then. And maybe that's the piece that could be missing. Maybe our kids will be the piece of that. If, unfortunately, like, let's say I do pass or something happens before my parents, maybe my kids are the piece that are like,
that's the only thing that could get them.
Yeah, like, oh, I see Steven's head on little Steven. Oh,
yeah.
I see the characteristic of Steven.
I feel like that, yeah.
Sorry,
I get that.
So I, you know what? Maybe that's what we're missing because we haven't been grandparents yet.
Now we're
this
still,
is called now we're dads.
Now we're
not,
dads.
Now we're grandparents.
And we are a long way from being grandparents.
Oh, dude, I'd be angry if I become a young grandparent. I would be, nah. I wouldn't be angry. I love my kids. Please let me be old when I get becoming. I don't want to be a 32-year-old grandparent.
32 is crazy.
Oh, but that's, think about it. 32 is what? 3 years from now? And my oldest is 12, so 15.
It's possible.
But please don't. Like,
wow, that's funny.
Oh, but that's
okay.
That's the real life, though. Yeah. Oh man, but that's something we won't know until we cross it. But
yeah,
that's what I think it is. I honestly, because I couldn't imagine, I could not imagine burying any of my kids before me. Like, please let me go first. I do not. If anything in this world, let me go before them.
My daughter isn't dying ever.
So. Oh, yeah, no. She's going to live till 3,000 years. I feel you. I'm in the same boat as you, man. I'm in the same exact boat.
Yeah.
Oh, man, wait. I was talking about... Oh, and what happened to my car?
Yeah,
fine. I can finish it off with that.
Wrap it up, yeah.
Yeah, so what happened to my car was actually... So there's a thing called the strut on your car, and it has a spring on it. Okay. That's like the shock absorber. Like it's the spring part. Okay. What happened was usually when it breaks like in half and like goes underneath your car or something. Like usually how it breaks, it doesn't break how it broke on me. So what broke was the spring actually came unloose for some reason and didn't break the actual unit. It only broke the spring. So the spring broke, wrapped around my rotor and my pad, it punctured the tire completely around the backside. But because my absorber was gone, there was no bouncing it. So when it hit this side, it transferred all the weight to the one side. And it was really low to the ground. And just it was just
a, oh, and that's what immediately spun it.
Was there was no absorption. Okay. Yep. So it didn't bounce. Gotcha. Back.
So one side just dips and it's the front side, right?
Yep, front left. Right, so, where the driver is.
Yeah, so immediately you're going. Okay.
Yeah, and okay, so I get it now. And it broke in a very freakish way where when I took my tire off, my dad was like, I've never seen it do that. And I was like, I've never seen it do that. And then I'm looking it up online and it's a very rare occasion that because it got lodged in between my brake line and my rotor perfectly. Okay. So it never fell out. So it just stayed real strong. It just
broke.
And broke all the wire, or the whole inside of my tire. Like the whole inside of my tire. Like
so that tire, you need a brand new tire.
Oh, yep.
And
a whole new arm now.
And a rim too? Or
the rim survived. Rim survived, brake pad survived, or rotor survived. Everything survived, but that whole unit. Because I'm not going to just change out the spring for one reason. The spring is super dangerous. It could kill you if you like it pumps back. Like it comes up with that much force. So we're just going to take out that arm, put the new arm in as a whole unit, and then reattach everything.
Fair enough.
So that's what we technically have to do on Friday.
Okay.
But that was what actually happened to my vehicle, which caused the haywire.
In that moment, you just feel it like whip.
Oh, and legit, it said. And so, driving, and it said.
After it whipped the first time, were you able to like.
Oh, I grabbed it and I turned it and it just said straight.
Okay, so you can.
Oh, because I need a new wheel alignment now, too, because it threw it all. It threw it all completely out.
But easy.
Yeah, easy work compared to what I have to do with the arm.
Yeah, for sure.
And the tire.
Okay.
So, because I don't change tires, I have to go to the place.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. You gotta go slow.
That's the only time. Is to attach the tire. Yeah. They don't put it on for me. I put it on. They just have to attach it to the rim.
Why wouldn't they just put it on if they're
because ready? I won't bring my car up there. I'll just bring up my rim and I'll like put a tire on it.
You're so extra. I'm telling you. But I guess like your car can't drive also, so
yeah, like, so and I can bring and I just that's who I am.
You just like doing it.
I like doing myself.
I mean, like, I've replaced my own tires. Like, when my tire pops, I put the spare on myself. I can get a new tire. I just, like, it's easy. I just let them do it.
So,
it's like, if I could save an hour worth of work for, like, $20, I'm like, just go, man.
My brother.
I can change my own oil.
But they messed up one time for my family. It was my brother. He was driving to see his girl out in 2 hours away, and they didn't tighten it when it was on the ground. So, the lug nuts were still loose. And he's a new driver too, so he's like, man, this thing is shaking bad, but I don't know what it is, but I want to get there. Well, it ended up loose on the freeway and take it off. So
what?
I also have trust issues
like,
ever since
that's then. Like cartoon level.
Yeah, oh yeah. He said it hopped over the median and just kept on going. He ended up after grabbing it and putting it back and reattaching it.
Yeah. So he's on three wheels.
He walked. To grab it and then put it, and it was at the very next exit.
Oh, I bet because it just kept rolling.
Hell yeah.
It just kept rolling. That thing just kept going.
It was at the very next exit.
But he's like, I should stop the car.
Hell yeah.
And so he stops and the car. Stops,
walks, grabs the tire, rolls it back.
Yeah, because you're not chasing it. It's going the speed of the car.
Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So you just have to let it stop.
Yeah, you just hope it doesn't hit nothing. And it didn't. So he
survived. Yeah, because you could be, oh my God. Yeah. Wow. I could not be driving. And see my tire keep going.
Yeah, he said.
Like,
the first
time you broke, and he's like, what the fuck?
he's like, no. And you just, right past him.
That would be terrifying.
Oh, dude, we recently just talked about that story, too.
That's so funny.
So that was, yeah, that's
I mean, like, scary?
Oh, yeah, extremely scary.
Extremely scary.
Extremely scary. But But it's funny because it's like cartoon at that point.
No, that, like, literally, that's like cartoon levels of
rolling
away. Is that my tire?
Yeah. And you just see it, they're like, it's oh. Like, bye, come again.
Jesus, man.
But that's also why we always just do it ourselves.
Do it yourself. Okay, fair enough.
We DIYers. All right.
I respect it. I respect it. All right, thank you guys for coming back for episode 11.
1-1.
I'm going to get better with the hand signs.
Yeah. We don't want all too many. But thank you for watching.
Thank you for watching.
Always like and subscribe. It helps us out.
Yep.
Tells us to keep on going.
And I'm Nazareth.
I'm Steven.
And this has been Now We're Dads.
And once again, thank you guys for stopping by to the Now We're Dads podcast. Please check out our social medias, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. You know the deal. If you guys are watching the video version, please like and subscribe down below. And while you're down there, please leave a comment and tell us what you guys think of the show so far. If instead you're on the audio version on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or any other platform, please rate the show 5 stars to push us up the algorithm. My name is Nazareth, and I'm joined here with my co-host, Steven. And finally, now we're dads.